This is Dr. Masood Shah. I'm dictating history and physical examination. Joseph Carey, T-A-R-Y, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Date of birth? 11-13-1931. Date of service is 1-16-2023. Mr. Carey is a very pleasant 91-year-old male with history of atrial fibrillation, history of complete heart block with pacemaker placement, history of congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, history of right renal cell cancer, history of prostate cancer, status post radiation treatment, history of COPD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and chronic kidney disease, was admitted to the hospital with increasing shortness of breath. He was diagnosed to have symptomatic anemia. He underwent extensive workup for his possible GI source of bleeding with EGD and colonoscopy, which were unremarkable except for multiple polyps were removed as well as atrophic gastric mucosa. Patient was, no clear source of bleeding was found. Patient was seen by urology. Patient was felt to have intermittent hematuria, which may be the reason for his hemoglobin being low. It was felt that this could be from prostate bleeding, especially with the Foley catheter in place. Recommendations were to start on finasteride. His bleeding did stop. He was subsequently doing better. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he's sitting up in his chair. He said that he's feeling better. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next permanent pacemaker placement, secondary to complete heart block, next renal cell cancer, next COPD, next GERD, next chronic kidney disease, next anemia, next EKD. Past surgical history. Has been significant for appendectomy, pacemaker placement, cataract surgery, hemorrhoid surgery, hernia repair, prostate surgery, and tonsillectomy. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. He does have history of complete heart block, status post-permanent pacemaker placement, history of atrial fibrillation, respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, he does have history of COPD, denies any pain with deep inspiration, gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, he does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, also history of atrophic gastritis, genitourinary, he does have a renal mass, probably right renal cell cancer, history of prostate cancer, status post-radiation treatment, history of hematuria. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. Neurological, he denies any complaints of headache, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs, denies any history of TIE or CVA. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal, people's vehicle round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart resonance 2 was audible, systolic murmur, grade 1 to 2, slash 6. Left lung border was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sound, floor positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, acute on chronic anemia. Next, hematuria. Next, renal cell cancer. Next, history of prostate cancer. Status post radiation treatment. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, history of permanent pacemaker placement. Status post complete heart block. History of congestive heart failure. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, BPH. Next, demand ischemia. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Treatment plan. Patient is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will check CBC and BMP. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Continue other medications. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. Code status. Patient is DNR. Period. End of dictation.